Hey, it's Chaz and AJ in the morning.
Hey, what's going on?
Thanks for listening to the podcast. Here are some of the best parts from today's show.
Listen to it, please. Thank you.
And please subscribe, share, like, comment, all that stuff.
All of it, please.
Thank you. Anybody watch the royal funeral?
I meant to watch it. I'm going to wait for the book.
Yeah, I didn't either.
Nah. I did not, but I was curious about Harry and William and standing near each other.
Right. The Queen sat alone. Did you see that?
That was sad.
Yeah.
She sat alone with nobody else.
I mean, it's sad, but
yeah.
Well, welcome to the world everyone's been living in.
It's not really. The most romantic relationship in the world.
That's true.
What's that?
They had the most most romantic relationship in the world. You didn't see them taking trips together, holding hands, going down the beach.
They went all around the world together.
Yeah, but they never, it was like business. You never saw them frolicking anywhere, you know? Prince Philip and the Queen.
Running down the beach, holding hands.
Exactly,
in a meadow, right.
Yeah. Let's play frisbee, you know, stuff like that. if it was the Queen's hat all the time, give me that back, you bastard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Frolicking, that's the key to happiness.
Frolicking,
right?
Exactly. You frolic, you're good.
Yeah.
I agree. You got to frolic once in a while.
You got to frolic.
Yep, they're non-frolickers.
They're not public frolickers.
No.
I feel like they frolic
in private.
The
right.
They frolic in private.
Yes.
He was a big frolicker. He just didn't frolic with her.
Exactly right.
In the beginning of their marriage.
Right.
He was a known playboy.
Uh-huh. Good heavens.
Problem frolicker.
Yes.
Yeah. So she left him a handwritten note on his casket. Did you see that?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's another very touching thing.
It was a bill.
I just think when you're that old, though, when you're that old, can you even read it?
Right.
You know? I remember, you ever have your grandmother write you a note or write something in your card?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm guessing it says happy birthday, Charlie.
Right.
I have no idea.
As they get older, they write larger.
It looks like a spirograph.
I think it's a butterfly.
Yeah.
And it starts out straight and then just sort of goes down.
I'm starting to tilt.
She farting when she's falling over?
No, she's
just deflating
that's
a balloon.
The sound
exactly
of her
right.
Deflating,
right, yes. Mm.
Yeah.
She might, though. Who'd say anything? It's the Queen.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Handwritten note. Very nice touch.
Yep. Of course, you can't read it.
Yeah, like Phil, a lot of people were looking in on that William and Harry drama. I don't know. They didn't walk together, then they walked in. Who cares?
A fist fight been cool.
Yeah.
They always make a big deal
out
of it.
Or a sword fight.
Well, it's drama, you know? They can't just have a funeral. This is the story. It's the drama.
Yeah.
And, Meghan Markle's home, watching her name, seeing if it's trending, you know,
of course,
and probably being upset that the name Prince Philip was trending higher than her, you know?
Yep. Sat there stewing. Ooh!
So there was some story that Charles was going to take Harry around to see some of the areas, the tributes to Prince Philip and some of his favorite areas. What a nice father-son bonding.
Right.
But it's one of those dads that seems like he can't be affectionate.
No.
You know?
Pretty cold.
So it'd just be awkward. It's like, Dad, I appreciate it, but I'm going to go.
Your heart's on it. No.
Yeah. I know you're trying, and I appreciate it, but man, this just blows.
Yeah. The fact you're yawning the entire
right.
time. Yeah.
I still have never seen you frolic.
I want to go to Disney World.
Yeah. Well, you know, Harry was a mama's boy. Both those boys were, really.
Yeah.
And, you know. It was pretty public what the dad was doing to the mom, you know, having another woman, really.
Horse face, yeah.
And, yeah. So, what are you going to do? It's late in the game now.
It is.
Try
to
pull it back.
Exactly right. It is what it is.
Yeah. And that might be just a PR thing, you know. You never know.
Right.
Like the office downstairs said, hey, you know, when he's here, you should do something.
Try and bond,
be a father.
Buy him a corn dog or something. I don't know.
All right. Let's get the... Let's get the prince, future king, to act like a dad for just a couple hours. It'll be over soon, sir.
They sell those foam fingers at the funeral?
No, they didn't.
No balloon guy with the Spider-Man stuff?
You know, it's trending on Google now if you look this up.
What's
trending.
That?
Is Prince Philip still alive?
Oh.
Now,
it's a cover-up.
Is that because you think it's a conspiracy theory or because you see his picture on the screen a lot but you're not turning the volume up so you're thinking, oh, maybe he died?
Couldn't tell you.
All right, so is Prince Philip still alive?
Mm-hmm.
Was the Queen with Prince Philip when he died?
She killed him.
Why is Prince Philip not king?
Huh?
Why did Prince Philip die?
Stop reading.
Yeah. Well,
you know,
how about why? Can you Google how old was Prince Philip?
Yeah.
He was 99.
Everything you need to know.
99.
How old was Prince Philip? Ah, he died of 99.
He could have scratched his back and dropped dead.
Right. Cause of death, 99.
Right.
He was in within months of his 100th birthday.
Yeah, that happens. They say people, you know, die right around their birthdays.
Yeah, blowing the candles that would have killed them.
There's got to be an age you stop looking for reasons for death. This is like, and 99. What do you want?
Yeah, all the parts were old. One of them came out, and then the others followed.
Yeah.
Water pump came out.
So it's pretty easy.
Yep.
It's always the water pump, AJ.
Water pump.
Damn water pump.
Yep. Damn it.
Should be such a simple fix.
It should be, but.
Why did Prince Philip die? And then right after that, can the queen cry?
That's deep.
And, you know, that's that, are we going to see her cry at this thing, or is it forbidden for a queen to cry and show emotion?
She is known for her resting bitch face also.
I call it stoic. I don't call it bitch face. I call it the young girl went through World War II, had her whole country demolished, became queen at like 25, 26 years old, and had to hold it together for her. And then she has a family of nitwits that she has to kind of rein in. And try to keep out of the headlines. Yeah, I call it very strong woman.
Mm.
So there's that. You know,
there's that
perspective.
And dresses like a cake.
And then the next Google search is: Will Camilla be queen?
Oh no!
Oh, hell no. Queen Camilla.
People don't really realize how this works. I guess, right?
I don't. No. I have no idea.
No, you got to be blood.
Right.
So if you marry, you're blood. A prince or a princess or a duke or whatever.
Yeah.
But the king or the queen is always the descendant. It's from the tree.
Right.
Not married in.
Nope. Queen Camilla.
So,
wrestler.
The Sinn Féin leader. You know Sinn Féin?
Sinn Féin. Wasn't that a little mentor?
Yeah. Now, wasn't he a comedian in like the 80s?
Yeah, with Windbreakers.
No, it was an Irish group.
Oh.
They call them terrorists, but they were freedom fighters, you know,
okay.
Like the IRA.
Okay, gotcha.
This is when England still, you know, it was Northern, Southern Ireland, and
right, there was fighting going on, whatnot.
Basically, Christians and Protestants. It's the whole thing.
Yes.
Right?
Yep.
There was this group, and actually two groups, the IRA and these guys, and they would just blow things up to
right.
get England out of Ireland.
I remember that, yeah.
Give Ireland back to the Irish
yep.
was the kind of the theme. Well, this group killed Prince Philip's uncle
Ooh.
In 1979. They blew him up on his boat.
Oh.
And they apologized for that over the weekend.
Sorry about that. Good heaven.
Yeah. They're like, sorry about your uncle.
Yeah. That whole thing.
That took a long time for that apology.
It wasn't easy.
You know what I would do? I would do it before he died so you could actually tell him.
Right.
Yeah. You know.
That'd be nice. Yeah.
Makes sense.
They like put the little post-it on his forehead.
By the way.
It's like they're in their office like, yeah, Prince Philip died. Yeah. Remember when we killed his uncle?
Oh, yeah. Should be gone, yes.
Anyone ever apologize for that?
No, we did not.
That's probably a good time.
Yeah, we'll send some whiskey in a jar.
Let's leave it on a handwritten note that we put on the casket.
Always happy to be uncles.
No, let's send it in a brown paper wrap box.
Right.
Actually, paper airplane.
No, ship it a bottle would be cool.
Did you see the Land Rover?
Yep.
To me, this was the coolest thing of the Prince Philip funeral. He specifically designed a Land Rover that brought his casket on his final journey. Customized Land Rover TD5130, painted a no-nonsense military green, was built in 2003.
Wow. It's been sitting there
when Philip was 82.
Huh.
That doesn't make mathematical sense, does it? 2013.
I was told you no math.
I don't know. Whatever. Yeah. So it was made a long time ago. It was made in 2003. I don't know if he was 82 at the time, but it was made in 2003. And the company had to keep the vehicle in good shape for all that time.
Right.
You know?
Pristine condition.
Oh, can you imagine if that thing, like, overheated?
Right. Just the engine seized up or something?
Right.
Right.
Because all the royals are walking behind it.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, boys, got to push.
Right. I need some strong men.
And they got those slippery shoes on, and they're like on cobblestones.
Oh.
Ah!
Nightmare.
There's a comedy show for you
right
there.
If we take the old man out of the back, it'd be easy to push.
And yes, that math checks.
Okay, thank you.
Cool.
So the aging prince continued to demand design modifications to the vehicle.
Stereo.
Which had an elongated open rear to hold the casket.
It looked like a pickup truck.
Yeah,
A pickup truck with a long bed.
Long bed, yeah.
But he kept making changes to this thing until 2019.
The mag wheels last year.
Yeah, it is not black, by the way. That's what we were talking about last week.
No, yeah, army green.
Yep, just do like a 6-inch lift on it.
I thought it was weird.
Be cool.
I thought it was cool.
Yeah,
that
I like it.
He won some big-time cool points with me when I saw that.
What do you do with it now? For sale?
That's
no
it.
Way. No
Baron
way.
The next
You'd be
Baron
surprised.
Jackson.
You'd be yeah. surprised what sells. They sold the freaking ambulance that took JFK's body.
I'm
yeah.
not
Why
saying
not
people
this?
Wouldn't want to buy it. I'm saying they would never want to get rid of it.
Oh,
yeah, no,
on.
That goes into a museum.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
For now.
I agree with you, AJ. The price on that would be extraordinarily high.
Yeah, at least a couple million.
Well, maybe more.
I think it hit double-digit millions.
Yeah.
Mm. And it's still a Land Rover.
Yeah. That's badass.
Yep.
It's one of a kind, though.
Badass.
I would totally lift that with 35-inch tires and stuff on it.
Yeah, why wouldn't he do something like that? Let's make a monster truck
exactly,
out of this.
Exactly, right.
Let's put some neon lights.
Right,
Let's
right.
put the pumping suspension.
Everything, yeah.
Yeah.
Flaming skulls on the front hood.
Exactly, right.
Confetti machine, smoke machine.
Right. Little queen ejection seat.
I wonder if all of the modifications he had to run by the queen.
Oh, yeah, right?
Oh, interesting.
You're really? Presenting me a bill again.
You're saying I can't have neon lights? Seriously? Why do you got to be such a queen?
What the hell is a kicking stereo? A woofer, a tweeter?
You know, that casket Jennifer was telling me last night was lead lined.
Ooh.
500 pounds.
For like what? Radiation or whatnot?
No, it's what the royals do because they don't put them in the ground, so it has a tighter seal to it or whatever.
Wow, like
most caskets have a steel lining. This was a lead.
Use a Tupperware.
Lead lining.
Oh, Tupperware. Yeah. Probably goes into like a mausoleum or something.
Yeah, Tupperware works.
For now, and then he's going to be moved when she dies.
No, but can you imagine being one of the six pallbearers who's resting a 500-pound casket on your shoulder? And then they had to go upstairs.
Right, they're all shorter now.
It's like you know that they had to practice this, right?
Yeah,
definitely.
Like, all right, give me a 500-pound thing, and we'll get the guys together, and here we go. Let's practice again.
Okay. Yeah, they're like,
oh, that's a long time.
Everybody's rubbing their shoulders all weekend.
We did the math on it. It was 80-something pounds per guy.
Right.
Like, if it was evenly distributed.
Right.
And you can't have one guy who's 6'2 and one guy who's 5'8.
No. Uneven.
So it's going to be that.
Uneven.
That's why the spacing between the brothers.
Right.
That's why right yeah. there.
Although that would be funny.
It would.
Yeah.
Whoop, he slid right off.
So a semi-nude female protester showed up on Saturday, interrupted the proceedings. It was towards the end of the minute of silence. Are you frigging kidding me?
That's timing.
Yeah, I guess you're right. If you want to draw attention to yourself, take your shirt off and scream during the minute of silence. This man has served his country
right.
for... Since the beginning of time.
Right.
Right.
Yep. There you go.
I'm going to scream during the minute of silence to honor him.
Make flapping sounds in my breasts.
Here's the audio. And she's totally topless.
Yep.
And
not what you want to see either.
Super white.
Yep.
Well, it's April.
That's true.
And she's British.
But she's yelling, save the planet.
Oh, is what
you're saying? Save the planet.
They're saying my bra's killing me.
Well, it could be that.
Save the planet.
Save the planet.
Right. Two orbs right here.
And clearly she has not seen the sun.
No.
Or the gym.
Normally yeah, heavily clothed.
COVID weight.
Unless she's at a royal funeral, that's when you're going to take your shirt off.
Exactly,
like,
right.
You can't take it off at the beach and get some sun first.
Right.
But how does this go? How does she's picking clothes for the royal funeral. I don't know. This dress. Let me see. This point. I don't know. Do I have anything that I could take off easily?
Right. Something that breaks away quickly.
Wow. Can you imagine, because all of the environmental groups throughout time have been, like, trying to push this forward.
Yeah.
Right. I had all the different groups. I could spend a day naming them. And then
right.
The how dare you, girl? And
how dare you?
Dare you?
Right?
How dare you?
Can you imagine if this is what
does told, it?
The world was like, you know what?
You got our attention now.
We
got
to come together.
Yes, you have our attention now.
Thank you, boob lady.
We have to make sure no one takes their shirt off ever again.
All it took was two boobs.
All right, like we never want to see that image again.
No,
so
we
just.
Do not.
Shut do what she says. Right. Make her go away.
Shut the factories down.
One false move, these come back out again.
Wow.
So they said, wow.
That's, yeah, let's see. Do I take a protest sign? I take a megaphone. I take a megaphone and a protest sign. Oh, I'll just take my shirt off.
I can't use a sign. That defeats the purpose of saving the planet.
Right. Yeah. Travel light.
You paint little pictures on the boobs? Like,
you could.
The,
little just trees or
exactly
leaves.
Right.
Or,
little tree.
Yeah, flowers.
Like the sun and the moon.
Two globes. Yeah.
The sun.
Two globes.
Save
the planet.
Moon.
Yes.
Yeah.
Take a while to paint, but.
All these things that happen, you know, the handwritten note and the this and the that. And this is the big story.
Yes, it
okay.
is.
There was a topless lady
right.
running and yelling.
That works.
Yeah.
That sells.
Well, this is what happens. They get the headlines, so they just, these people keep popping up doing stuff like this.
Yep.
It's like, well, yeah, my message got out there. That's
out.
The whole point.
Yep.
Right.
If we just ignored them, it would go away.
No, but I prefer something like that Julia Rose did at the World Series, where she was behind home plate and she pulled her shirt up.
Right.
She didn't have a great message like save the planet. It was give me money on this website that I started.
Right. Right. Right.
Still a message.
But she was suntanned. She was prepared for
that's right.
The
right,
for gig.
Right.
She prepared for the job.
Exactly.
Yeah.
She was not, stage ready.
Not this yeah. one. This one's blinding white.
And didn't we were talking about this over the weekend? Didn't when she started taking heat for that, she said she did it for breast cancer awareness.
Yeah.
Something
BS.
Like that.
Yeah. That's think, when you hide behind sick people who have real problems. That's when.
That's pretty low. Yes. That's low. Yes.
That's when we want the Reaper to come in and like yep. swoop in some karma over here. Two drunk friends in France, both in their 30s, watched a YouTube tutorial.
See?
That offered bogus tips.
We didn't get to the bad part yet.
It can only go south from here. It's
what's
YouTube,
cannoli?
It's a YouTube
this
tutorial.
Cannoli!
Digest cannoli.
I think it'd be more like an eclair in France.
That's right.
Right.
Offered bogus tips on how to get a bigger penis. It told them to inject themselves with an anti-hematoma cream, sometimes used to treat piles, to boost the size of their members.
Oh, the wee-wee.
They decided it would be best if they injected each other.
Right.
Of course.
See, too painful to yourself, yes.
Would not be able to stick a needle in there myself.
Nope.
No.
Or anyone else's, for that matter.
Doctors who treated them said they suffered from progressive painful swelling of the penis during the night.
So it worked.
Both men complained it hurt when medics touched their penis to inspect the damage. Oh, those poor medics.
Oh, exactly. Don't
there
get
were
paid enough.
Gruesome pictures that showed the extent of the swelling.
Boy, it worked, though.
Right.
Oh. You mentioned that part, though. The swelling part, yes. The painful part, no.
Both men were told to rest and take painkillers and hope the swelling would go down.
Use ice.
They never came back for a follow-up, so it must have worked.
Okay.
Yeah, everyone knows us over there now. We can't show our faces anymore.
They're back on the web looking for something else now.
It seems incredibly scary to me that someone would see a video on that and say, let's do it.
Hang on, I got to erase the video.
I'd rather have a small wiener. You know?
Yeah.
Than like a Frankenstein looking thing.
How about just one that's painful, period?
How does the conversation come up? You're sitting with your friend having a beer.
Hey, no, just
so,
hey,
how's your penis?
Hey, Tony, wee wee.
That's a clear soundbite.
Now it's not clear. There you go. She stepped on it.
How does that come up? How are you sitting having a beer with your friend?
Right.
I have a lot of friends. Can't say it's ever come up.
Right. No.
Right. It's never.
Never a topic of some. Yeah.
Nah.
Talked about.
No. I noticed when I wee-wee, I pee-pee on my pants. I don't know. Trying to think French.
On your pants?
Yes, because it's not long enough.
Hmm.
What?
And notice when I wee-wee APP on my pants.
Ah.
Because it's not long enough.
Oh, gotcha.
I'm guessing that's how the conversation started.
Yeah. And then who would let their friend touch their junk?
Yeah,
I mean,
really.
You got to be bisexual or whatever, right?
I had a hard time. I had a hard time with a doctor touching it.
I don't want a doctor touching it.
Right, not a male
who
doctor.
Goes first?
Right.
Because or is it like a same time?
They draw straws.
Yeah. Three,
two.
Simultaneous.
Yeah.
Right.
I remember Dr. Rao had to touch my junk for a checkup, and it took everything to not, like, I'm not everything, but I was like, I'm not looking up into his eyes
right.
while this happens.
Right.
It's not a visual you want.
Yeah,
like,
no, right. Now stare at the ceiling. Yeah. Stare at the ceiling. Crap, a couple weeks ago, I had everybody touching it.
That's true.
Oh, that's right.
Everybody was touching it.
Oh, my God. How many people do you think touched
about
it?
About 5 or 6.
Wow.
Yep. That's what I said. Wow. It was a good night.
How many guys do you think have touched your wiener?
What, that night?
Well, just any time throughout your life.
In general, maybe like 3.
3 guys?
Yeah. Doctors, obviously.
All doctors.
It wasn't a drunken frat night. No.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it was, just they happened to be doctors.
Exactly right, yes. It was doctor night, frat night, yes.
I don't think my dad was a big diaper changer back then.
Oh, yeah?
You know?
Yeah.
I think it was that was the thing the women did.
Yeah, you didn't want to see that
it's
stuff.
It's different
yeah.
now, of
right.
course.
Yes.
I changed a lot of Chaz's diapers, right. and you have to take that little wipe and clean his wiener.
Yeah.
I didn't really touch his wiener, like, indirectly.
Yeah, you can't, like, little hose.
Yeah.
Go on
so I doubt my dad touched it. So I'm guessing, yeah, just doctors.
Yep.
Yeah, I would never think to have a friend touch it.
Like, no.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
That'd be the last thing. If it was in a fire, I'd be like, don't touch it. I'll get this.
Yeah, it's on fire right now.
I'll get this.
Don't touch it.
I got it. I got it.
Let me.
I got it. If I need your help, I'll let you know.
That's funny, AJ.
How much money...
Oh, no, here we go.
AJ.
Yes.
For you to inject Phil's wiener.
Not enough money in the world.
Not enough.
Nope.
$10 million.
Nope. I can't do it.
$10
million. I can't even look at them.
What if it was not this scenario? What if it was just like a life-saving deal?
What, you want me to inject your wiener or something?
What if you had to? Like, it was just like, you know, you and I were in the car.
Right.
You call, like, 911. They're like, this is what you got to do.
Right. I'll see, but like, hey, Phil, check that rear tire for a second.
I think you would do it because you're too nice. Like, you're very nice, and you would want to save your friend.
There's nice, and then there's ew.
I know, but I think you would do it.
Yeah.
For free. If he was minutes away from death, I think you would do it.
She just lobster clawed me.
I can drive really fast to a hospital, too.
Oh, yeah. I don't know about AJ.
I think he would. I think in the moment.
I think he would.
He'd do it. I think later he'd have a lot to say.
Yeah, exactly.
To like, to
but in the moment, he'd do it.
To a therapist? Yes.
Yeah, I...
No.
Mm,
like, doctor
sorry.
Says, doctor says you're going to die.
I'm sorry this is the way you're going to have to go.
Right?
It's sad to watch.
Right. Let me tell you what a good friend you've
especially
been,
especially when I could just touch your wiener and save your life.
Right?
But I,
yeah.
You know, it's just a thing. I can't... sorry,
hands,
man.
My hands don't
it's
do
nice
that.
Knowing you.
Right.
I think you would, too.
I have a hard time touching my own.
No, you don't.
No, I don't.
That's your favorite part.
Exactly. That's how I sleep.
Yeah.
Shut up.
Images in my head.
That's how every guy sleeps.
All right, how about this? Would you let Phil inject your wiener for money?
Nope.
Ah, you didn't even let me finish.
Nope.
$10
million.
You could buy a big house with a big garage and lots of cars.
Yeah, I
could
do a lot
Never have to deal with those again.
Yes, but then being injected in the wiener.
But what if you were going to die and Phil had the only...
Right. I had a good life.
Okay, let's just say you were where you were 3 or 4 weeks ago.
Right.
Oh.
Big giant swollen nut.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Big giant swollen nut.
Dragging a mango around.
It's like a town in Arkansas.
A lot of times your mob name will come from some kind of a physical feature you have or a personality tick or something.
Or like your profession. You know, yeah, you being a radio guy, forget about it.
Right. So should I be Charlie the Mouth? That doesn't sound good, though.
No,
right?
No.
No.
Sound like you're like a squealer.
You can just be Chaz. You already have a name. You don't even know.
Yeah, but it's not a mob name.
No, no.
I know.
Yeah.
Gianni Russo's on. So there's a number of mob name generators on the internet.
Okay.
I picked the first one that came up, and I went through a bunch of the different questions, and it came up with Charlie the Muscle.
Nice. That's cool.
There you go.
Yeah.
That's cool.
There you go.
Hey, Charlie the Muscle, I don't.
Yeah, but I put on, it asked me what side I would be on, Law and Order or the other side. I picked all the Law and Order sides.
So that means you'll be a rat.
Oh, so you're Charlie the Rat?
Yeah, I don't know if it's a rat because I wouldn't be infiltrating you. I'd be hunting you down.
Okay.
So you're going to come in like what's the name? When I went undercover. So you're really not a mob. You're going to infiltrate the mob. We're the mob name, but you're not going to be in the mob.
Yeah, kind of like Serpico or whatever. Was it Serpico?
Exactly.
No, he was the guy who ratted on the other cops.
Yeah, the other guy. You know, you're talking about the big movie with Johnny Depp.
Oh, Donnie Brasco.
Donnie Brasco.
Yeah, Donnie Brasco. He went undercover.
Aha.
So my uncle Chris, Jennifer's uncle, his nickname is Lips. Because he has, and I never. I'm like, what?
Good kisser.
I look at him from the side, and you can see he's got.
Does he look
lips.
Like a fish?
Right.
Yeah, he's got lips like a fish.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, there's a guy called Tony Lip, was a major guy in the Gambino family.
Tony Lip. I've heard of that.
Right.
I heard that name.
I got Iceman.
Iceman for you?
Yeah.
What questions did you answer?
I'm assuming it's the same site that you had, where you have to like click a couple things.
Yeah.
So like, Northeast region.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. That's exactly.
Ashley, what did you come up with?
I'm Ashley the Shiv.
Whoa. now you're going to use a gun. You're going to use a knife.
I guess so. I'm a speakeasy owner.
She uses her voice to kill people.
That's why. Because she picked the Roaring Twenties as her favorite time.
Of course I did. Prohibition. Hello.
That's why.
AJ?
Mine sucked. I got AJ Scotty Man.
AJ what?
Scotty. In like, Scotty in like, quotation marks. AJ Scotty Man.
That's actually the best one because you would never be a Scotty. So like when they're talking about you, if you're on the wire, they're like, I have no idea who this Scotty is.
Right.
There's no Scotty.
Okay. So I'm Scotty.
Well, that's a long name,
How
too.
Did you get that?
I did that mob generator thing, same one you did. Answered the questions.
Hey, same one you
your
did.
Your answers got you a Scotty.
Got me a Scotty, yes. Right.
That's wild.
I want something cool. You get Charlie and Muscle. I get Scotty, a lawn person.
Let's go back.
Okay.
Let's redo this.
Let's go to the beginning here. Okay. Yeah. All right. We want to hear your answers. Right. So start at the beginning.
Choosing a gender, male.
Right.
Okay.
Agreed.
Picking a region, Northeast.
Yes.
So far, so good.
What side are you on? I'm on the right side of law, number three.
That's what I picked.
For. Okay. Right. What racket you're involved in? I'm going to go with I uphold the law no matter what.
I think you're more of a who me person.
Who me? Okay.
Who me?
I'll put who me. There you go. All right.
Because you get pulled over for speeding every once in a while.
This is true. I'm always like, who me? What's your role in all of this?
What did you put to get Scotty?
On that one, I said I said soldier. I do what's asked of me. That's all. Because I'm always, I always do what's asked of me. That's all.
That seems about right.
Yeah. So
if you're not told to do anything, you will not do
exactly
anything.
Exactly right. I'm just sitting there waiting for you to say something.
That's pretty good.
That's
pretty good.
I'd say that's write accurate. That down.
Pick your favorite era. Your favorite era. I went modern era.
Wow. Let's
click that. Well, really? Okay.
That's a tough one.
Why? What do I want?
You didn't pick 60s?
I know.
Yeah.
I hit swinging 60s. There you go.
Yeah.
All right.
Wait, which one did you pick to get Scotty? I don't know which one not to pick.
Modern era. But now I switched to swinging 60s.
Modern era.
Yeah, right. Modern. Okay, and I got to enter my first and last name to find my nickname.
First name A, last name J.
Try that.
Really? Seriously?
Yeah.
Okay. Fine.
Because they're going to stick something in between A and J.
Yeah, I can only imagine what. Okay. My nickname generated is A Eggman J.
Eggman.
You are the Eggman.
I am the Eggman. Cuckoo Cuckoo.
Wow.
Seriously?
Chaz, you like eggs in the morning?
Exactly. I hate eggs. Yeah.
By the way, Chaz, I was filling this out as we were going through it exactly the way he did. I got A Scotty J.
What's with the Scotty?
So you are Scotty.
No, I'm not.
You are Scotty.
You are.
No, I am not. Apparently, I'm the Eggman.
A Scotty.
You know, there is a Scotch egg. He could be the Scotty egg.
Yeah, no, I'm just Eggman.
He should be called the Tongue, no? AJ the Tongue.
The Tongue?
Yeah.
Right. You should be half tongue.
I should be called Scrambled, AJ Scrambled.
Stutter and Odge.
There you go, see? Stutter and Odge.
AJ, A Scrambled Egg J.
But you see how you get drawn into this?
Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
It's crazy. I mean, it's and what I've done, I think you all know, I'm affiliated with Corleone Fine Italian. So now we're creating these meetings, and they only eat the food. Now I'm coming out with a clothing line where they're going to be wearing my clothes.
Nice.
So I'm selling them stuff for their meetings and their wardrobe.
That's great. No, it's a good for you. Whoa, wild week. It went surging. And what causes it to just go bananas? And a few weeks back, maybe a little bit more than a month ago, we had a math teacher on who was going through this, talked about, is it pronounced Doge?
Doge.
Dogecoin.
Doge.
Dogecoin.
Doge. I want to say we were told at the beginning of February to get in on that.
Yeah. Oh.
2.5 times now.
Yep.
So I got someone who emailed me and thanked me, said, I got in when you had that math teacher on, and I just recently sold half of what I bought for 2.5 times what I spent.
Awesome.
So, AJ, if you spent $1,000, how much would you have now?
$2,500.
That's right.
Nice.
Very
my
nice.
Man.
See?
Very good. What's the deal? Why is it going crazy?
Why?
And then now there's a downturn. If you look at it now, Doge is the only one going up today. They're all going down. So let's try to figure this out. Professor Osman Kilich. Kilich.
Kilich.
Kilich.
Chair of Finance at Quinnipiac University. What is going on?
Well, it's just pure speculation. Nothing else.
Speculation.
That's it.
No, see?
Nothing else. It's a human nature. And we like to speculate, and that's what is going on. It's just a speculative asset. And nobody knows when it stops going up. But when it does, like similar to over the weekend, there was just single news on Saturday evening. I was online, and then suddenly there news comes up, potential, there's some kind of fines going against some financial institution, and because of the money laundering potentially, but nothing confirmed yet. But even with those type of news, it was down almost 20% at one point, Bitcoin.
Yeah. I heard there was whispers that the Biden administration would look into stopping this, shutting down the money laundering aspect of it in the United States or whatever. I don't even know how you would do that. But just that whisper sent everything down into a tailspin.
Yeah.
That's the idea of the speculation. Because with the, everything, if you feel like it's smooth sailing since November, almost every single asset group has been going up. Of course, the Bitcoin and some other cryptocurrencies has been going up a lot faster than the rest. I mean, the Bitcoin was up one point about 120% or so. Even right now, it's up year to date 100%. It's just crazy. Remember, I'm talking about the Bitcoin because it's the largest, biggest. You know, think about 800 gorilla among the cryptocurrencies is worth about more than $1 trillion.
It's $52,000 a share now, right?
Today. Whoa.
No, thanks.
No, it's about 50. Right now, it's about 57,000. But one point, it hit 52,000 on Saturday evening. You're correct.
Oh. And didn't some brand new coin like debut over the weekend? I heard a new currency debuted.
Oh, you just said on so many. I was just looking at the list, pages and pages and pages. It is so simple. Put down some type of program, algorithm program. Probably your messenger. Mention it that one, and then hopefully you find some type of followers, and create a protocol. Suddenly, whoop! You have a cryptocurrency.
Oh, it's all go broke.
Exactly. It's just the idea is it's decentralized finance in a sense that try to take away the power of the Federal Reserve and other central banks for the conducting their monetary policy, and that's the risk is coming into the picture. You know, nobody will allow you to take away that power.
Just doesn't seem like real money, though.
It's fake.
Yeah, how do you buy stuff?
Phil, can you look up what Bitcoin sold for, let's say, 5 years ago?
Been around that long, huh?
Well, no. It was, I'm trying to think. It was probably 10 years ago, maybe less,
well,
that my niece's husband was talking about this at the dinner table. I had no friggin' idea what he was talking about. I thought it was like a currency you used to buy video games.
Right. Sounds yeah. like it.
No more yeah. wine for you.
And he was telling me to buy some. What was it like 5, 6 years ago?
Well, 10 years ago, I guess at that time, yeah. between February and April of 2011, it was a dollar. And then just 2 years later.
For one coin.
Yeah, one coin.
A dollar.
Yeah. Buck.
2 years later, November of 2013, somewhere between $350 or $1,200.
Huh.
For one it was
coin.
Going up.
For one.
One coin.
And it was now going it's nuts. Almost $57,000 today.
Yeah, you don't lose that coin.
So I don't even want to know the math. Like, if I spent $1,000 10 years ago on that, I'd have 1,000 Bitcoins 1,000 times. So what'd I have? Would I have 560? How much money would I have?
Put it this
just
way.
Tell
a
me.
Bit.
Put it this way. How much money I would
have?
I want to know because I want to. I just want to run into a wall.
You
right
said
now.
You said thousand coins.
Right. So I would have a thousand just, coins times 56. Right.
It's
56,000. 1,000 times 56,000. All right, Professor. How much is that?
1,000 times 56,000.
Don't say.
Me.
Yeah. 1,000 times 56,000.
56 mil. You're a wealthy man.
56 million.
Can you imagine?
This is why the windows don't open up here.
Yeah, but look, you may see the point. It can go all the way up to 100,000, 500,000, a million. Nobody knows where is the limit.
That's
but
why people are still buying. They don't know. Yeah, like, there's no precedent for like a cap. Like, okay. no idea how valuable it can be.
Like a gamble.
But don't forget, it may easily go down, similar to the Saturday night, just one. Unsubstantiated news is a rumor. It goes down by almost 20%. It can easily go down to 20,000, 30,000 while you are sleeping because the market moves 24 hours and 7 days.
No, but if you have so time for your retirement, not if you're retiring next year, but if you have time for your retirement, why wouldn't you toss some money into this and just say, I'm going to act like I just went to the casino and it's gone?
Yeah.
And we'll just see where it is. You
right.
know, 15, 20, 30, 40 years from now when
yeah.
I retire.
Right, take a grand just kind of blow it.
Yeah, but then how do you get it?
I tell you one thing. I give you an idea.
Okay.
You have Bitcoin right now.
I have a coin.
Suddenly, a year from now, or 2 years from now, or 6 months from now, 3 months from now, who knows? And then suddenly, you know, the European Central Bank or the U.S. Federal Reserve, they come up saying that we are banning it. It's just an asset. Now, right now, people are treating like as a cash alternative. It's not a currency, but they are treating that one as a cash alternative, investing in the cash alternative. And suddenly, they are saying that we have to regulate that as a typical regular asset. All those regulations, the laws comes into the picture. And guess what? The price is going to decline substantially. Even, like, say you're taking at 57,000 right now. Could happen next couple of years. Nobody knows. And I guarantee you.
You know how many people like you have talked me into out of being a millionaire? You know what? I've had people tell me, Google, Amazon's not going to go any higher.
Oh, that's crazy. Whoever told you that one, Amazon is not going to just.
I know.
This Apple computer thing's a face.
I wake up every day at 4 a.m. and think of that person's face.
Man, I know people.
Amazon.
Let me tell you this one. Look at this one. I know people. In their free time, they are just buying the cryptos and so on. In last, especially the last 6 months, they made a killing out of it.
Hmm.
But also, don't forget the people that who bought it when the Bitcoin went up to about $20,000 a couple of years back in 2018 or so, and then it collapsed to 2,000. Just think about those people.
So you're waiting for? Wait for a collapse?
Look. I am not saying wait for a collapse. I only trade Bitcoins. I don't put into my, you know, the retirement fund. And I have some additional cash, and I'm not using the leverage. You just buy it and sell it.
Well, that's...
If you bought it when it was 12,000 in November, you made a killing. When it is the 60s, 55, 60, even right now, just sell half of them. You made a killing out of it.
Half.
And then hold on to the rest.
Right.
Typically, this is how it works. And because you don't know if there is another leg to push the prices up. But at the same time, I don't even know if the price is going to decline another leg. So just risk management, nothing else. But you trade. You don't invest, especially your retirement fund.
Right. No, I'm not, no. I think you misunderstood what I'm saying. You have your a retirement fund.
All right.
You have your 401k.
Yeah.
You have this, you have savings, whatever. But then now you look at this and say, why wouldn't I take $1,000 here and $1,000 there where I could scrape it up together and just put it in here, put it in there, and then just look the other way and not get caught up in this, it's up today, down today, and just leave it.
Right. Let it fester.
Let it fester. Just,
or grow.
I know, but that's called the that's called it in you, the gambling side of the human nature.
Yes.
So,
that's what I'm saying. I'm saying you take the money.
But the same thing.
It's not risky if I
go to the casino and play $1,000.
No, if I say I'm throwing this money out.
Right. I'm wiping my butt with this money.
But instead of in a garbage can or a casino, I'm going to come to your class.
Look at this one. I will love to have you in my class. I saw that we can just, it's going to be really lively, you know, interactive. We can just back and forth. But just to give you an idea, make it quick. Why do you want to go through it? You think that you're going to put aside, you know, the, let's say 1% of your money, whatever it is, in your retirement in a cryptocurrencies, which is not available right now. By the way, you cannot do it. And it's just because of the regulation and the laws. And then you're not going to look at it. I mean, even a radio show that you're talking about the cryptocurrencies right now, because it is, has been going up. And then you're going to do the same thing when it's collapsing. And it's not going to affect you, even your $1,000.
No.
You know, when you go to the casino, at least
talk.
Either you make it or you lose it.
Right.
Right. Well, that's right.
Can I have this $1,000?
Well, this is what I'm saying.
I'll give you 10,000 20 years from now.
What?
What just happened?
I'll give you 10,000 20 years from now.
Oh, wow.
I think the professor here is a sucker on the other end of the
phone.
He thinks I'm a sucker.
I don't know.
You can't find this, but that's what I'm saying. If you can't find me, if there is no, you know, the Bitcoin, maybe Bitcoin will be gone, but there will be some other cryptocurrency. Do you know what's going to happen in 20 years from now?
Like real
coin. Okay, so that's, I think, what's – so, Chaz, I hear what you're saying. You're saying, hey, let's buy now and ignore it for 10 years, because if 10 years ago I bought it and ignored it, I'd have all this money that we talked about at the beginning.
All this money? I'd have a goddamn island.
What the professor is saying is don't do that because the market is so volatile. They have no idea if in 10 years the government is going to be more involved. It sounds like it might be. Or if the prices are even going to go up or go down. He said that's a bad investment.
Exactly. That's what I'm trying to say.
Okay. I'll go to a concert.
It's not an investment.
And if you get a hotel room and dinner for two and drinks and the tickets, you're close to $1,000.
Six, so seven, maybe.
What I'm saying is I'm basically taking a night out, a big night out, and I'm just saying, here, instead of the night out, I'm going to throw it over here. Well, how is that a bad investment?
You could throw it this way. Yeah. I'll catch it.
Instead of the garbage can.
Right.
Because he's saying you should be looking at it every day.
Don't ignore it.
You got to trade.
He's saying ignoring it is a bad move. You should be paying attention.
Okay.
You should be looking at it.
Let's play out this scenario. I bought it 10 years ago. I bought it 10 years ago.
Let me tell you something. Just go back this year. In investment, you don't look back. Whatever happened, it happened. You missed that train.
I know.
So you're looking at this. You're looking at your future.
You don't have to run from that.
But you can't do stuff right in that the future if you don't look at what's happened in the past.
That ship has sailed.
That's the airport.
I love this conversation. You're not
He's on the train laughing at you on the platform.
Really?
You're not on the train. I'm on the train.
Anybody else?
I'm leaving you behind. I'm leaving you at the train station.
I have a headache.
I don't think that's an option anymore.
Yes. But the funny thing is here, train is either going so slow or going backwards. Because
you are a dark cloud on my train.
It's too late, Chaz.
Oh, get off the phone.
I do understand. Listen, let me put this way. You, my students are asking the same question. My colleagues, my friends. My neighbors, everybody's asking the same question. Whatever happened in this street happened. If you want to trade and you have I'm just throwing the number, $10,000, $1,000 cash, you forget about it, and then you just buy it and hold on to it. But it's not part of, you know, just, but you will go, that's that issue. 99.99% of the time, human nature, if they end up losing it, if suddenly this thing collapsed to 10,000, 20,000, back into the, you know, the November level, even if that $1,000 maybe as a pocket change to someone like you, and you go and spend in the hotel room, and it's, but you thought, you know, this way, it's going to hurt you. It's going to affect you psychologically. It doesn't matter. For everybody is different. For some people, it's 1,000, some people 100, some people millions, some people billions. I have no idea.
Okay, let me rephrase it then. I'll use another number, $10.
Yeah.
I put $10
10
in.
Bucks. There you go.
Right.
Now, go ahead and do it.
And do it.
I wish I used $10.
I told you to do
I
it.
I wish I used that number as a figure you. 10 minutes ago.
Right.
Look, I told you $10, 10 times I'm going to give you 20s from now. Give me $10, I'll give you $100 20 years from now.
AJ, did you hear the professor stole your line, by the way?
No.
History happened. Move
History
on.
Happened.
History happened.
Thank you. I have this headache in the front part of my head now.
I mean, it did. History happened.
I think my brain exploded.
On the train, I think.
Wow.
Yeah, I know that this is, you know, just this is a very lovely conversation, but just to take it from the serious side of it, there are so many young people just basically picking up the money. Maybe it's just basically their paycheck or just coming the government help, that $1,400, and putting that money in basic trading in the cryptocurrencies and so on. In the last 6 months, they've been successful. The people that were actually buying it, you know, just hold on to it or sell, buying, selling, and so on. These are good times for the cryptocurrencies. Doesn't necessarily mean that same thing is going to happen. But what I'm trying to emphasize is here is you need to manage the risk. You have it today, doesn't necessarily mean that you'll have it at the same level tomorrow. Maybe you won't even have it.
Well, that's, you know, when you put money in the stock market, I think you should know that that can happen with any scenario, any company.
I just play lottery.
Yeah, but the stock is, look, I am buying the Apple. Apple is collapsing to $10. You are basically become an owner of the Apple. It's even with a one single share. Doesn't necessarily mean anything, but you still own the piece of a company. This company has a business model that generates cash flow.
Well, I want to talk to you more about this, but I got to.
It's not the same thing, yeah.
I got to go right now. I spent most of my time yelling at you.
Right.
I would love.
Plus. I'm just, look, I am teaching at the MBA level cryptocurrencies online. Come to my class over the summer. That would be nice.
Oh, you would hate all of that.
Summer school, nah, I'm not good like that.
The one time in your life you dread going to class, you're just going to picture my face being in the front row. Interrupting you every 5 seconds.
Right.
I appreciate you, and I would love to have a college professor like you.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate
it. Thank you.
Thank you.
This was the Jazz and AJ podcast. Thanks for getting through the whole damn thing. Subscribe now, and please rate and review us. Unless you have terrible things to say, then please don't. Also, share this podcast with friends. Jazz and AJ in the Morning happens weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. out of New Haven, Connecticut on the mighty 99.1 PLR.